All right. Are you ready? Let's start to pray because I have a topic. It doesn't matter what stage, what age, what season you're in. It doesn't even matter if you know Jesus or not. And you may have served God for 10, 15 years, or maybe you strayed from God. This topic is for everybody. This topic is very dear to my heart because I live there. And I know I have an assignment for tonight because God gave me the assignment, told me exactly what I need to do, because I know where I need to take each and every one of you. Are you ready? Tell your sister, it's time to go deep. But you have to say it like you mean it, sister. It's time to go into the deep. Yeah, it's time to go into the deep. Tell them it's time to go into the deep enough shallow. It's time to go into the deep. Is anybody ready to go into the deep with me? So let's lift our hands up and let's pray together. Can we do that? So, Holy Spirit, we come before you today, and I thank you for what you're about to do. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're about to speak into your women, God. Father, I thank you for what you're about to do, God. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I stand behind you, Father, declaring that today, out of these lips of clay, God, Father, that you are going to do, Father, something so supernatural, God. I pray, Father, at the sound of my voice, even those that are in the overflow, God, even those that are watching, Father, on live, Father, I declare and decree, Father God, that this word will not return void, Father. But I declare, Father God, that every word and every utterance, God, that comes out of my mouth, God, is like a double-edged sword, God. I declare and decree today, God, that it is like a hammer. A hammer. Father, your word is a hammer, God, that begins to hammer away everything that need not be there in the lives of these mighty, powerful, glorious women of God. Father, I declare today, Father, in the name of Jesus, that your presence, God, that your Holy Spirit, oh God, begin to flow each and every, through each and every chair. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that you will begin to minister, God. Father, I call on your glory right now. Father, for I am just a vessel. Father, I declare that your glory will come today. Father, that you will saturate this room, God. I declare that the heavens open today. I decree today, Father, that every woman, God, their minds will be transformed. Their hearts shall be transformed. And Father, I am praying, God, that they have an encounter with you today. Mm-hmm. Yes, Father, I declare that an encounter, a deep encounter, a profound encounter, God. Father, we don't settle for anything less, for that is our God. Our God is a mighty God. Our God is a deep God. Our God is not a surface God. So, Father, today I declare that these women are about to go deep. Oh, yeah. Somebody's going to receive and take that. Say, today's the day I go deep. Come on. Today's the day I go deep. Father, listen to your daughters. Father, there are people here that are bound. I can feel in the spirit. There are people here. There's somebody here with an addiction. And Father, today you're about to break the chain of addiction. Father, I thank you, God, that Lord, as I speak, God, somebody who's sick in this house, God, immediately gets healed, Father. I declare today that miracles begin to take place as I begin to speak. Holy Spirit of the living God, I ask you to take over my mouth. I declare, Father, that the prophetic will be here, God, the power of Almighty God, and I declare that the fire of God will consume, Father God, every enemy that has wanted to take them out. Father, I thank you. I thank you for what you're going to do, Holy Spirit. I step aside and I ask you to do a mighty work in this place. I thank you, God, in Jesus' name. And all the mighty women shout, amen. Amen. I am really, really passionate about God. I am passionate about the topic that I'm going to read or talk to you about tonight. And I want us to, before we sit down, can we read a scripture out loud? Yes? Can we read the book of Isaiah chapter 64? I am going to talk to you today about the manifested presence of Almighty God. If I talk about the presence of God, that means there is going to be a manifestation of the presence of God. If you have been in the Lord for a long time, there is more. There is always more. There is God is so incredibly omnipotent, huge, almighty, that there is always more. So I want to talk to you out of the subject of the manifested presence of God. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 1 through 4, if everybody can read this out loud. And the word of the Lord says, oh, that you would rend and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you, as when fire sets twigs ablaze and causes water to boil. Come down to make your name known to your enemies and cause the nations. That's a good scripture. Let's read verse 1 again. It says, oh, that you would. You know what rend means? It means to tear open the heavens. It means for you to walk under an open heaven. And the prophet Isaiah says, oh God, would you rend the heavens? Come on, can you lift your hand up and say, God, rend the heavens. Rend the heavens, God. Come on, put a demand right now. Say, God, rend the heavens. Open the heavens up, God, for your sons and your daughters in Jesus' name. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. Isaiah, the prophet, begins a prayer by saying, Lord, rend the heavens. You know what he was saying? Lord, bring breakthrough. Lord, bring breakthrough, God. Begin to open the heavens, God. In other words, what he was saying, if there is any opposition, if there is any obstacles between me and God, he said, God, bring a breakthrough. Rend the heavens. Open the heavens. See, because when the presence of God comes, things begin to move that are immovable. When the presence of God comes to a place, when the presence of God comes to a person's life, all the obstacles that were in your way have to get out of the way. The prophet Isaiah says, God, rend the heavens so that the mountains can tremble, so that every mountain that's standing in my way has got to move because of your presence. Am I talking to the right crowd here? Isaiah says, if God rends the heavens and the presence of God descends, he said the mountains are going to tremble. And then one translation says they're going to melt with intense heat. When the presence of God descends over a city, over a person, when the presence of God comes, not a visitation. I'm talking about a habitation of the glory of God. Hear me with your spiritual ears. I'm not talking about a goosebump. I'm talking about the manifested presence of Almighty God. When it comes over a church, when it comes over a city, when it comes over a family, when it comes over a house, it causes things to move that were in your way. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Things like mountains that looked impossible to move have to move because of the presence of God. Any mountain that is in your way has got to move because of the presence of God. Every obstacle that has been holding you back has got to move because of the presence of God. Anything that has held you back, has got to move because of the presence of God. Shout, God, tonight, rend the heavens. The Bible speaks of a man by the name of Moses. And the Bible says that when the presence of God came over Mount Sinai, people looked at it and it looked like it was on fire. You're about to turn the fire up tonight. Yeah. Because when God descends and the presence of God comes over a place, it is more than just a few goosebumps. I'm not even talking to you about the anointing of God. I am talking to you about the glory of God. I am talking to you about the power of God that descends over a place. It says, rend the heavens, oh God. I'm not talking to you about the anointing over a man or over a woman. I am talking to you when God rends the heavens, the presence of God comes down over a city, over a church, over your family. Let me tell you, everything that the devil concoction to try to stop you has got to get out of the way because of the presence of God. Every time the presence of God descends over a place, miracles begin to take place. Nobody has to lay hands on you. The power of God does it. The manifested presence of God comes and unexplainable things begin to happen. Chains begin to break. Cancer has to evacuate. Diabetes has to go. Every chain has to break. And here the prophet Isaiah says, if the heavens rend, if there is a breakthrough, God, between you and me, if God, you can first give me a breakthrough, God, open the heavens. See, hear me, beloved. You cannot have a breakthrough out here until you first have a breakthrough in here. And Isaiah says this. Isaiah says, God, rend the heavens. Let there be a breakthrough between you and I. The heavens open, God, because I need a breakthrough from everything that has been opposing me. Every obstacle, everything that does not let me go deep in God, everything that's been standing in the way has got to break. Why? Because God rended the heavens. When the heavens rend, the presence descends. And every mountain has to get out of the way. 2020, I prophesy over this church and over every listener, has got to be a year where a breakthrough is about to take place. Hear me. Wherever I speak a breakthrough, I'm speaking about spiritual warfare. Because you cannot have a breakthrough without spiritual warfare. But when the presence of God descends over your life and you are a carrier of the glory of God, beloved, hear me. It is not just for a select few. It is for everybody. It is not just for the pastors. It is for everybody. Lift your hand up and say, it's for me. Say, it's for me. It is not just for a select few. The glory of God is for everybody. Everybody, shout everybody. When the presence of God comes and there's breakthrough between you and God, listen, everything that was standing in your way, every hindrance, everything that has been hindering you has got to leave out of your way. Everything oppressing you, everything. Why? So that I can go deep in God. The Bible says deep, cries unto deep. I'm talking about a manifested presence of Almighty God. Shout, I want it. Shout, I want it. And the Bible says that when his presence descends and the heavens are rended, the mountains tremble. And then it says, his name shall be glorified. Hear me. No other name shall be glorified. Not a woman, not a man. The name of God shall be glorified. Shall God will be glorified. When his presence descends, his power descends. His fire descends. And his name shall be glorified. Because there are certain things that cannot happen until the presence descends. The Bible says in Isaiah, and he says this prophet, he said, the nations will tremble at his presence. I came to remind somebody, it was the presence of God that causes demons to flee. It is the presence of God that causes hard hearts to melt in the presence of God. It is in the presence of God that people need to be saved are saved in the presence of God. It caused Peter to go into the house of Cornelius and cause a revolution. And everybody came to the feet of Jesus. It was the presence of God where Paul's chains fell and the prison gates began to open. It was the presence of God that caused the walls of Jericho to fall. It was the presence of God that caused the Red Sea to open. It was the presence of God that caused Goliath to fall. It was the presence of God that caused the food to multiply. It was the presence of God that resurrected Lazarus. It was the presence of God that made a blind man see. It was the presence of God where a woman was bent for 18 years, but she straightened up, because wherever the presence of God comes, everything that is crooked in your life has got to straighten up. Yeah, everything crooked, every marriage, your family, your children has to straighten up in the presence of God. Somebody shout, I want it. The Bible says, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on what? Say, on all flesh. That's you. Say, that's me. Say, that's me. Say, that's me. See, when the presence of God comes, an overflow of his presence, not a touch, not a goosebump, not a little touch from God that will get you all the way to Sunday. I'm talking about you being a carrier of the presence of God. not a little touch that will get me through the next service. Enough of that. Enough of that. It is for you. You can go into the depth of God. And God is calling tonight. I feel it strong when I was praying. And God is saying, come into the deep with me. Come into the deep with me. See, when the presence of God comes, everything changes. I remember there was a woman who came into our church and she was bound by witchcraft and she came with all her paraphernalia because she wanted to do her witchcraft at our church. But she goes on to tell the story that before she even opened the front door, the presence of God outside of the parking lot began to touch her and she began to sob. She came to do witchcraft, but the power of God and the presence of God began to touch her. And you know what she said? She said, I have never in all my life felt the love of God. Went out to her car, put all of her paraphernalia inside the hefty bag and handed it to us. I had on another occasion, I was preaching. And when I was preaching, there was a man in the altar I did not know, but he was coming to kill me. And when he came to the front, I remember I felt compelled to go hug him. Of course, I didn't know he was there to kill me. But when I hugged him, the love of God felt so strong on him. It wasn't me. It was the presence of God. I was in India and there were thousands and thousands and thousands of women. I couldn't even see the end. And I asked God, God, it is an infestation of witchcraft. You're gonna have to tell me how to deliver these women. And he said, call my fire, call my fire. And the minute you call my fire will come down and consume every spirit and consume every demon. You know what happened in that place? Women started to get healed and started to get delivered, all because of the manifested presence of God. I didn't touch anybody. I couldn't. I'm just one person. But the manifested presence of God will change everything. It'll change your family. It'll change your home. It'll change your marriage. The manifested presence of God. See, things that are impossible become possible with the presence of God. Where there was no movement, movement begins to accelerate. When His presence comes, God's power comes. Let me ask you a question. How much of His presence do you have? Because many people are dry. This is what I perceive in the spirit. I perceive that many people are dry and you're depleted of the presence of God from the last season. I believe that some of you are depleted from the presence of God because of the trauma that you went through. And now you have a distorted view of who God is. But I came to introduce you. This Almighty God, this powerful God, this glorious God has a future for you. He is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. I feel that there is a lot of dryness around the world. And the Lord said, go and restore my presence to my people. Let me tell you who is attracted to your dryness. The only one that is attracted to dryness is the devil. The Bible says when a spirit comes out of a man, it goes into arid places. That word arid means dry. The only one that's attracted to our dry place is the enemy. Tell your neighbor, it's time to fill up. 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 See, some people are only because we're full of a lot of stuff. But how much presence do you have? This does not depend on God, it depends on you. How much presence do you want? My prayers go like this: God, possess me. Possess every cell, possess every organ, possess everything in my life. I want to be so saturated. What do you want me to surrender, God, so that more of you can take? I want to be a container. Why? Because if I'm preaching, something's about to happen. See, you decide how much presence you want. Not the preacher, not the service, you. So I can be halfway, or I can be a quarter, or I can have a little bit of God. I'm telling you, when you have a lot of God, every mountain has to move out of your way. Every spirit in hell has got to evacuate. Satan is afraid of the presence of God. You hearing what I'm saying? You know what happens to the body of Christ? They have bronze ceilings. The Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy, it's behind me, chapter 28, verse 23. The Bible says that the sky over your head will be like bronze, the ground beneath you iron because of a curse. Self-imposed curses, because we have a closed ceiling above us. So we pray and we pray and we pray and we feel like we get nowhere. And the prophet Isaiah said, God, open the heavens for me. Let there be a breakthrough, God. Open the heavens for me, God. I need a breakthrough from everything that is keeping me, from my relationship with God. Father, all the sterility, God, all the staleness in my life, God, open the heavens, God, so that I can have your manifested presence. Those ceilings have got to break tonight. I am not leaving until every ceiling is broken tonight. Every ceiling has to break. Every ceiling has to break. The prophet Isaiah. See, because when there's breakthrough in the heavens, your city changes. And it is, it's almost like supernatural. Yes, there's miracles. And yes, God's been there. And yes, God has been good. But I'm talking about another dimension of his presence. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And I say this with the fear of God, because when the presence of God comes, shift begins to happen. Transformation begins to happen. Something new comes upon your life. A passion that you didn't have before. All of a sudden, you want to wake up. Nobody's telling you to pray. You want to spend time with God. Something happens when the presence of God comes over your life. You want to be with God. You want to spend time with God. You can't wait to get into your prayer closet because you're addicted to the presence of God. I am addicted to the presence of God. I am addicted to the glory of God, because wherever the presence of God is, miracles begin to happen. Manifestations begin to happen. When the presence of God comes over your life, listen, you have a passion for intimacy with God that you did not have before. When the presence of God and God rends the heavens, the atmospheres begin to change. Hear me, hear me, hear me. Say atmospheres. Shout it again. Shout atmospheres. The enemy will fight you for your atmosphere, because every spirit corresponds to certain atmospheres. Spirit of Python corresponds to certain atmospheres. The spirit of Leviathan corresponds to your critical mouth. Certain spirits correspond to certain atmospheres. You have an atmosphere. You live under an atmosphere. If you go to your house, you have an atmosphere. How has your atmosphere been? Because the atmosphere depends on the climate in which you live in. Let me help you a little bit. You come to church, they create a climate for you. But then you go back and you create your own climate. Let me tell you how an atmosphere is formed. Consistent atmosphere, where you're up under an open heaven. Wherever you walk under an open heaven. That wherever you go, demons know you just came in the room. You don't even have to cast them out. Everything begins to shift. You know how you sustain an atmosphere? By sustaining your climate. Your climate. What does the temperature look like? Your spiritual temperature in your life. Oh, church, you know what the Lord spoke to me? I had such a fear of God when I was preaching the last few Sundays, because the Lord said this, prepare my bride for my coming. And when he said it, there was such a fear. I wept for hours for the people, because the church is not ready for his coming. You must be ready. Say, I gotta get ready. When the presence of God descends, listen, mountains have got to get out of your way. The glory is made known before his enemies. This is what I perceive. Many of you have been pushing, and you've been pushing, and you've been pushing, and it's a little better, but it's not where you wanted to be. Let me ask you this question. What mountain do you need to move? Let me ask you this question. What obstacle do you need to move? And you can't move it. The Bible says in Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6, it is not by might, it is not by power, it is by my spirit, declares the Lord. What mountain is in your way? What obstacle do you need to move right now? You did everything, but things seem to stay the same, and they're not making movement like you've wanted them to move. Well, God is speaking to you today, San Diego. It is by my presence. The presence of God will move that thing. The presence of God will move the mountain. The presence of God will move it. What man could not do, what you could not do, what a woman could not do, the presence of God will do it in your life, because the presence of God makes things that are impossible possible. What becomes what's impossible becomes possible. Addictions begin to be conquered in the presence of God. There's somebody here with an addiction. I keep feeling that there's an addiction in this house, but I declare today by the power of God that that chain breaks now in the name of Jesus. You went to the psychologist, you went to the counselor, and nobody's been able to do it, but today I come with the authority of heaven and I declare that that chain breaks right now in the name of Jesus. It is broken by the power of God. It breaks right now. Listen to me, in the presence of God, you know what happens? All the pain that you have felt, all the trauma that you've been through, that you just kind of put under the rug and you put on a face, but you're still hurting. In the presence of God, God accelerates the healing. What a counselor, and God bless the counselors, but what a counselor, because I'm one, but what the counselor could not do, the presence of God will do it. He heals you and he accelerates the healing process. How full of the presence of God are you? Because we're full of a lot of things. With all due respect, I love you. With all due respect, we're full of a lot of things. Jealousies. Yeah. Yes, Holy Spirit. You know what the Lord told me this year? He said, daughter, the way you're going to disciple and the way you're going to reproduce and accelerate, because I think I do have a gift to multiply. And he said, the way you're going to do it is you're going to put everybody in your prayer closet. And in that prayer closet, everything started to accelerate. Because when the presence of God shows up to a place, every obstacle in your church, in your life, has to get out. You know what I love about David? He said, God, I am not going anywhere without your presence. Don't send me anywhere without your presence. I love Paul, because Paul wanted to go to a place. He was raw. I love Paul, the apostle Paul. He wanted to go and save everybody. He wanted to deliver everybody. But the Holy Spirit stopped him and said, you will not go in there. And he was a man that was directed by the Holy Spirit. And if he wanted to go, he would listen to the Holy Spirit and pause. Because sometimes the presence of God will tell you to reroute. Sometimes the presence of God will tell you, hold on. Sometimes the presence of God will begin to tell you, you're off. You need to get right. You need to get back on track. I came to speak to somebody that's been off track. Today's your day to get back on track. Today's the day for you to fall in love with Jesus all over again. All right, can I help you? 2 Samuel, let's go quick. Chapter 6, write it down, because I'm just going to summarize. Is that okay? All right, I'm going to summarize. 2 Samuel, write it down. Chapter 6, verse 11. You can watch this afterwards. The Bible speaks of the ark of the Lord. Shout the ark. Shout the ark of the Lord. The ark of the Lord in the Bible represents the presence of God. Shout the presence of God. And in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 11, the Bible says that the ark of the Lord, which represents the manifested glory, Shekinah, presence of Almighty God, came to the house of Obed-Edom. And it was 3 months, shout 3 months. And the Lord began to bless him. And the Lord began to bless him. I'm not just talking about physical things. I'm not just talking about a bunch of physical things. I'm talking about his spirit. I'm talking about his soul. I'm talking about his relationship with God as well. I mean the whole package. Shout, I want the whole package. I want the whole package. For 3 months, that ark was parked in Obed-Edom's house. Can you shout Obed-Edom? But chapters before, write it down. 1 Samuel, chapter 7, verse 1 and 2. Chapters before, it's parked in Obed-Edom's house. It was parked in Abinadab's house. Shout Abinadab. Say it again, Abinadab. Abinadab had the ark before Obed-Edom. I know they're hard names. Abinadab. Shout Abinadab. Hear me. Abinadab had the ark, the presence of God, the manifested Shekinah glory of God for 20 years. Hold on. Abinadab, shout Abinadab. Obadiah has it for 3 months. Abinadab has it for 20 years. But the Bible has no recollection and it doesn't give any reference. And theologians have not found that Abinadab took care of the presence of God. And you know how I know? Because for 20 years, nothing happened in Abinadab's house. It is impossible for you to have the presence of God and nothing happen. But yet, Obadiah, say Obadiah, shout 3 months. He had the presence of Almighty God. The ark may have included the manna, which means and provision. He had the rod of Aaron, and it could have contained the Ten Commandments. And here it is parked at this man's house, Abinadab, and nothing happened. Because nobody honored the presence of God. Hear me. Nobody sought the presence of God. Nobody was interested in the presence of God. Oh, I'm coming for you. Nobody was interested in the presence of God. They did not honor the presence of God. It is possible for God to be in a place. Hear me. And you not even know it. The Bible says of Jacob. The Bible says of Jacob. He said, the Lord was here. And I didn't knew it not. That's why it's possible to be in a place like this and we're about to get ministered to and people are going to be crying because they're going to feel God. And then the person down the row is going, what's going on? I don't care if you don't know God, because in my church, even if you don't know, it's like they get touched and then they get saved. You know what I'm saying? 3 months, shout 3 months. It's in the house of Obadiah. I can imagine what his house was like. I can imagine his living room. He's probably like, oh, the presence of God. He respected the presence of God. His kids were probably really careful about walking around the living room. His wife, very careful about where the presence of God, because it was very respected. It was very honored in the house of Obadiah. Obadiah understood the presence of God. Yeah, the presence of God. Psalm chapter 16, verse 8, write it down. This is what it says. I am always aware of the presence of God. He is near and nothing can shake me. Are you aware of the presence of God? He said, I am always aware of the presence of God. Wherever the presence of God is honored, wherever the presence of God is sought, wherever the presence of God is respected, it will always manifest. Yeah. Yeah. It cannot manifest in a house that is not respecting the presence of God. It cannot manifest in an individual that has no regard for the presence of God. I'm talking about not a goosebump. I'm talking about the manifested presence of God. 3 months and everything was affected in Obadiah's house. Everything prospered. His house, his kids, everything. And Abinadab did not honor the presence of God, did not respect the presence of God. Hear me and hear me well. Obadiah, what he could not conquer in years, because of the presence of God, he did it in 3 months. You want multiplication. You want expansion. It is the manifested presence of God. What you could not do in all these years, when the presence of God comes over a city, shout, Lord, rend the heavens. Rend the heavens. Rend the heavens. Rend the heavens, God. What he could not conquer and attain in years, in 3 months, he did it. You know what happens when the manifested presence of God comes? Acceleration like you cannot even imagine. You think you're growing now? You haven't seen nothing yet. I prophesy over this church. The minute the heavens rend, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Says the Spirit of the living God. When the people begin to respect and to honor the presence of God, acceleration and revival will begin to take place all across California. You know what I pray? That we become Obadiahs who carry the presence of God, who hunger the presence of God, who desire the presence of God, so that his will can be done on the earth Isaac prospered, the Bible says, where nobody was supposed to prosper because of the manifested presence of God. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Isaac prospered, you know where? In the desert. Where people don't typically prosper, Isaac did. And everybody in the city came up to Isaac and they said, what is your secret? Can you lay hands on us? Can you bless us? It was a manifested presence of God. Because where the presence is, everything accelerates. God walked with Jacob, shout Jacob. And although his uncle Laban tried to trick him many times, stole from him, Jacob always prospered. But the Bible says that God was with Jacob. God was with Joseph. Wherever he went, he prospered. Why? Because God was with him. 2020 cannot be like 2019. You have to grab onto God. You have to talk to God. You have to ask God. You have to get close to God. You have to love his presence. You have to hold on to God. You've got to be hungry for God. You've got to be passionate for God. You've got to honor the presence of God. You've got to want more of God. You've got to say, God, this is the year. This is my year where I will be passionate for God. I will love him. I will seek him. I will honor him. Somebody shout yes. Let me run. Honoring his presence. Where his presence is dishonored, it will not be manifested like you want it. Let me give you a real quick story, and then I'm going to tell you how it is attracted. Luke chapter 7, verse 37, I'm going to quickly paraphrase this story. The Bible says in Luke chapter 7, verse 37, about a Pharisee. Can you shout Pharisee? The Pharisee begs Jesus to come to his house. Begs him, come to my house and come and eat. And Jesus accepts the invitation. Let me tell you what Pharisee means. Are you ready? It means separated and it means holy. Pharisee means separated and it means holy. They had good morals and they kept the law like a good Christian. You read your Bible, you go to church, you pray, you fast occasionally, you serve. But there was a woman. And this woman found out, the Bible says in verse 37, she found out that Jesus was in the city. She was a sinner, the Bible says. And she heard that Jesus was reclining at a table. And you know what she does? She takes a vial of perfume. Hear me, the Holy Spirit gave me this revelation, and you can go home and study it. But the perfume was not what was costly. It was the vial. That's why she broke it. Because this woman had eyes for one thing, eyes for Jesus. A sinner heard that Jesus is in town. And you know what she does? She cries at his feet and she begins to cleanse him and pours herself out. She only had eyes for one thing. She had eyes for Jesus, not fame. She had eyes for Jesus. The Pharisee criticizes her. But she has one purpose. To pour herself out at him. To anoint him. She wanted to express her love. The Pharisee judges Jesus. And the Pharisee judges her. And the Pharisee begins to criticize the woman. But it was the Pharisee that invited him. It was the Pharisee that invited Jesus to his house, but it was a cold invite. It was a disrespected invite. It was a cold with no service kind of invite. It was cold honor. It was cold respect. He didn't kiss him. Have you lost your first love? They asked Jesus once in the book of Matthew, write it down, chapter 24, and it says that they asked Jesus, Jesus, how do we know that the end is near? How do we know that the coming of Jesus is near? And you know what Jesus responded? The love of many will grow cold. The love of many will wax cold. Have you lost your love for God? The presence of God, let me help you. What is it attracted to? The presence of God is attracted to your brokenness. The presence of God is attracted to certain things. It is attracted to a surrendered heart. I've been studying on what attracts the presence of God for years. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 57, verse 15, he says, I live in high and holy places, but I also live with him who is humble. Him who is repentant. Not, oh God, I'm sorry every weekend. No, a true, genuine repentance that you feel bad because you have separated yourself from God. You know what the presence of God is attracted to? To your hunger, to a pure heart, to an obedient heart, to those that draw near to God. He draws near to them. God, his presence is attracted to the seeker. Who does the seeking? We do. Because the Bible says, draw near to God, and then he will draw near to you. The Bible says that you do the knocking, and he will answer the door. He's attracted to those that seek him. Let me end the story. Can I end the story? The Bible says, let me help you. Israel had an enemy named the Philistines. Can you shout the Philistines? And the Philistines were in war with Israel on one occasion, several occasions, because the Philistines always wanted to subjugate Israel. And Israel would always win. Because the presence of God, when it was on Israel, they would always win every incredible battle. Because the presence was with them. As long as the presence was with them and they were right before God, they would win every single battle. Now, the Philistines could not understand that because they were the owners of iron. Shout our iron. See, iron in those days was more important than gold because they used iron to make weapons. And the Philistines, oh, they owned all of the iron. So Israel had no iron. So what the Philistines could not understand is how Israel would win battle after battle after battle until they understood one thing. The reason why they're winning is because of the Ark of Covenant. So on one occasion, the Ark of the Lord comes to the camp of Israel. And Israel begins to scream, now we will conquer the Philistines. And when the Philistines hear this, they got really scared. And they said, now Israel has the Ark and they're going to subjugate us. Hear what I'm going to tell you. They had the Ark, but they did not have the presence because they were off. That's why the Bible says he is omnipresent. Yes, I get that. He's everywhere at the same time, but he does not manifest everywhere. The presence of God was not over Israel anymore. So what happens is the Philistines begin to defeat Israel and they steal the ark. And you know where they place it? They place it in front of their god named Dagon, who is half fish and half woman. And so they capture the ark and they place it right in front of their god, Dagon. And they said, now we have captured the God of Israel. And they place the ark in front of the temple, there in front of Dagon. But the Bible says, and I read it to you in Isaiah, that his name would be made known before his enemies. And the next day, they find the Dagon, the God, their God, just bent, leaning towards the ark, because his name will be made known before his enemies. So they take Dagon and they put him back up. The next day, you want to know what happened? They found a Dagon with no arms and no head. And you know what they said? This is the God of Israel. And it became God's temple. And the Bible says that God caused tumors to break out over them. The Philistines had to return the presence of God back to Israel. And do you want to know what they said? Who can stand against the God of Israel? His name will be made known. His name shall be made known. 2020 has got to be the year where you invade in the presence of God. I speak prophetically. I know what I'm telling you, because wickedness will get wickeder. And the only thing that's going to defeat the enemy is the presence of God on the inside of you.